Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about how you honored our fallen heroes and what you did on Memorial Day.
I had the opportunity to participate in the Memorial Day parade and ceremony in Cowdersport this past week. I want to thank the dedicated members of American Legion Post 192 in Cowdersport for organizing this great event to remember and honor our military heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And I was certainly glad to serve as guest speaker for the event. In addition to that, this week I had the opportunity to attend the annual AHUG dinner. That stands for Allegheny Hardwood Utilization Group. This is their annual dinner where they come together to talk about what they've done for the year and really support for the forest products industry across the state. Guest speaker for that event was Congressman Glenn Thompson, and he gave an update from Washington, D.C. And again, it's very timely because we're certainly working on the state budget, and funding for the Hardwood Development Council is an important topic. So we're all focused on working in support of the forest products industry. We are returning to session next week, and there's certainly a lot of things on the plate for session. This will be our first session week in June, and obviously we need to focus on the state budget, work on enacting a final state budget before the end of June. That's certainly my focus. And but even beyond that, we need a fiscally responsible state budget. And that's what I'm focused on. We have a governor that continually wants to spend more money than what we bring in. And we're focused on holding the line and being responsible for the taxpayers that foot the bill. So the budget is the main topic. And I'm looking forward to getting back to Harrisburg to tackle that particular topic.
Obviously, getting a balanced budget will be something that we look forward to. We also are looking for ways as we get into summer about ways to reduce your summer electric bill. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission is reminding customers that nearly every electric distribution company across the state will be increasing electric generation prices on June 1st for non-shopping or default service customers. So folks are encouraged to shop for their options at papowerswitch.com. And PUC officials note the rising of wholesale energy prices has reduced the number of available offers that are below default rates, but you certainly should shop. And it also highlights the need to boost energy production across the Commonwealth. And as Republican chairman of the House Energy Committee, I can tell you that we need to focus on additional energy production because, number one, we need supply to keep up with demand. And number two, the more energy that you produce, you can reduce the cost of energy. So those are our main concerns, and increasing energy production is a top priority for me.
I know during this report, we also wanted to talk to you about veteran services that you have available at your offices. Why don't we share about that?
You know, area veterans are invited to contact my office to schedule appointments with a representative from the American Legion to ensure that they're getting the services and support that they need. Assistance is available with issues such as compensation, education, pension issues, healthcare, death benefits. Veterans do not need to be a member of the American Legion to participate. And you can make an appointment with the American Legion representative by contacting one of my district offices in Cowdersport at 274-9769, in Bradford at 362-4400, or in Kane at 837-0880.
Thank you, Representative Causer, for this informative report for your constituents. And tune in next time for another weekly update with your state representative, Martin Causer.